Today's daf Maseches Eruvin, daf Pei Gimel. The Gemara quotes a brisa on the last lines of Amud Aleph. The Torah says in Parshas Shlach, that Bamidbar Perek Tezvav Reishis Arisosechem, the first of your dough. So this is the biblical source for the mitzvah of separating challah, frashat challah, min ha'isa, from the dough, as a gift to be given after one separates. Of course, this context is in the time where there was a Beit HaMikdash and we were giving gifts to the Kohanim. Now we know that we must separate challah, but the Torah does not actually specify how much to take. The answer to the Braisa is Kidei Isat HaMidbar, like the dough that was eaten in the Midbar, which is a reference to, of course, the man that Bnei Israel consumed while they traveled in the desert. So how much is the dough of the Midbar? That doesn't tell us. Ask the Gemaras. We get another calculation based on Psukim from Shmos Tes Zayin, where you have the whole description of what went on with the man. The result is, if the total dough size being prepared is minimally 7/4 of a kav, there's a difference whether you're in Jerusalem or whether you're in other places, the requirement to separate challah will kick in if you have that minimum amount of dough to work with. So in contemporary measurements, Ashkenazim generally follow the minhag of 2.27 kilo, which is about 5 pounds, which will require a separation of challah with a bracha, while the Sfaradim have a practice from Rav Adi Yosef, if one lives in Eretz Yisrael, of 1.2 kilo, which is 2.65 pounds for hafrasha, while others put it at a number that's a bit higher. From here we learn, says the Gemara, is ha'ochel kemida zu will be bari umavurach. Person who eats this amount will be healthy and blessed. Healthy because the person is eating a proper meal, and blessed because the person is not gluttonous. So if you ate more than this, that would be a ravtan, that would be a glutton. And if you ate less than this, it could be dangerous to one's health. So Rashi on this line in the Gemara, and also Rashi on the Torah in Vayikra Perchavav, Shparshas Bechukosav, it's talking about the blessings that will come for keeping the words of the Torah. And there the Torah says, defines the phrase, Vachaltem lach mechem lesova. Person will eat their bread to satiation. So how do you define satiation? Rashi there on the spot says a person actually eating less rather than more is the key to blessing in one's body. Evil people, says Rashi in our Gemara, over here in our daf, on the other hand, are not satisfied. As Rashi says, they won't ever be full because of how they're eating and expecting to always have more. So here we have a comparison between the eating of the man and regular food. Then there's a mechilta de Rash de Rab Shimon ben Yochai, which says Lo nitna Torah lidrash el ochle aman. The Torah wasn't given except for the people who ate the man. What does this mean? That there's a Tanchuma in the Medrash in Parshas B'Shalach and explains that the desert experience lent itself to a life devoted to Torah study, since one did not need to work because they had man, they had the man that was falling in the sky, and they had water that came from the Be'er Miriam, so they were free. These were free and guaranteed resources, and you didn't have to work to be able to have access to it. So how does this fit with another teaching from the Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmael that says, Adam tarud beparnasa anu yoter yoter talmud Torah, panui yoter talmud Torah, the person who is busy with work will actually have more time to learn Torah. So how do you fit those two together? So I saw an idea to explain this from Rav Yaron ben Tzvi. He quotes the Gemara in Yoma on Ayin Vav Amud Beis that Rashbi's students, from Shimon Bar Yochai's students, asked him, why didn't Hashem bring down all the man at once, in one shot, so that you could have it for the whole year? So he gives a metaphor of a king, a Melech Bas Avadam, who gave his son at one time all the food that he'd need for the entire year. And guess what happened? How often did he see his son? You guessed it, only on that one day. He only saw his father once every year, and the king didn't want this. He wanted to see his son more often. So he stopped the once-a-year practice, giving out every day after that. So with regard to the man, Hashem desires our tefillah. He wants us to feel the dependency in that case by keeping each day with a man and expecting it to put the pressure on people's emunah. We daven, it should come tomorrow. So out of a worry that they would daven. Therefore, the blessing in the man and all food is that we come to realize where our sustenance ultimately comes from. For only this person can be truly satiated because he has the confidence about where his next meal will come. A component of our feeling satiated is rooted in an emunah that Hashem will provide for our needs.